Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello, Jenna.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good, good.
I'm actually excited to talk about this book.
I know, I've given you like 2 minutes of complete mind-blowing information.
Yeah, my brain is already kind of like, what? How did I know about this? So, yeah. Give us an introduction.
Okay, so today I'm reviewing a book called The Terranauts by an author called T.C. Boyle. He's like an old man author who's written heaps of books. I've never read him before, but my boss really loved this book, so I had to pick it up.
Cool.
And so The Terranauts is set in 1994. It's about 8 people who are chosen to live in a biodome ecosphere, which they call E2. And, you know, they live there for 2 years. And chaos ensues. So we follow 3 characters in this book. We have Dawn and Ramsey. They are both in the biodome. Mm-hmm. And then we have a jealous outsider who didn't make it onto the team to go in. But the interesting thing about this book, and perhaps lots of listeners know about it, it's completely based on a true story.
Which I didn't know. And I started like Googling and I can see these... I mean, it just seems so, like, sci-fi.
Yeah, so super sci-fi, but, like, 90s sci-fi.
And a little bit dystopian as well.
Totally. And also, I think it coming out now says things about the world today. So in real life, there was a group of what they called biospherians went in. And, and they went in, but... they lived there for 2 years, but they broke closure twice. So one biospherian really damaged her finger, and another one when oxygen levels got so low they had to put some more oxygen into the biosphere, and so, or the biodome. So the, you know, the media were following this project but lost faith when the seals were broken.
Oh my god, give them a break.
Yeah, I know. Jesus. So T.C. Boyle wanted to imagine the next group that came in. So this is the second group have come in after the failed project, okay, who are going to be there no matter what. And so you have this science-y aspect to it, because each Terranaut has a different part of the ecosphere to look after, and these animals and things in there. But then, of course, it becomes quite like, based on the relationships within the house. Oh, oh my god, it sounds like I'm talking about The Bachelor. But that's kind of the thing. It's like, kind of feels like a bit reality TV-ish.
Yeah.
And that's what the media really focused on as well.
Well, they would love it, wouldn't they? The media, they would just, I mean, it's such a story.
Totally. So you have, I mean, this book could have been 1,000 pages, because you could have got into so many different aspects of it. So I think it's quite clever that he just focused on the 3 characters, and you actually don't really get to know anyone else. So some of the Terranauts, they're just strangers, and they hang off by themselves anyway after a while. But it really reminds me of Lionel Shriver, Jonathan Franzen-esque type characters where you really don't like them. So there's some people who would hate this book because they hate the characters.
I quite like it when a book kind of brings you these people that you just cannot stand, but for some reason you just have to keep on going.
Oh, and they're so nasty. And I do think that it's... Say if a book was written about me from my point of view and it had every thought that I had, I would probably come off as a really horrible person too. So it's like super in their mind. And goes through every thought that they go through. And I think there's an interesting part of the person who didn't make it in and is really jealous of the whole...
Right, so you've got one person that's actually on the outside.
Yeah, so she's outside looking in, and she is a bit of a mess. She's slightly overweight and like really like frizzy hair, and she feels like she didn't get in because she wasn't good looking enough, because they wanted the Terranauts to be marketable to help the media. So, and there's lots of sexual tension, and, you know, so it feels a little bit trashy when you're reading it, but the layers of it, and then when you start reading about what actually happened and watching, like, I was watching a TED talk of one of the people who are actually in the biodome, the original one. So interesting. It's so interesting. Apparently, the biospherians in the real project, by the end, they were completely divided and they had 2 teams and they just hated each other.
And then what would have happened to them when they kind of went back out into the real world? Would they have changed a lot, or would they have been able to kind of reattach themselves to normal life, I suppose.
I guess so. Like, I think you'd have to bank on keeping your marketing yourself to, like, you know, writing tell-all books. And there's one particular lady, the one who's damaged her finger and went out for 7 hours and went back in. She does TED Talks and she runs this, like, sustainable environment company with her husband, who is actually in the dome Crazy. With her. So I think this book is very, like, it's very compelling, and he does very good tricks, like, but that didn't last for long.
Yeah.
They saw the first cockroach. There were many more to come, you know. So, yeah. So you follow them over the 2 years, and some crazy stuff happens, which I think is slightly predictable, but really interesting to read anyway. So I don't think you're going to, like, I think it's just
soak
a good
it
read. It's not like the best book I've ever read, but I found it very compelling and just wanted cool. to keep picking up and read about these bad people, bad interesting people.
Cool. So if you want to watch them, read a book about bad people in
bad
a crazy
people
world.
In sciencey land. And then follow on the interesting stuff. Like, he really uses details of the original biospherians, cool. and you know, they wear these red kind of spacey suits and stuff. And
gosh,
yeah, so
they went real spacey.
Yeah, really spacey. So, but all in the 90s. So there's that absence of technology as well, or like really. Different yeah. types of technology, which I think is quite cool. So The Terranauts, it came out in November, so it's pretty new, published by Bloomsbury, and it's $35.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for sharing that book. It sounds really interesting.
Yeah, cool.
Thank you, Jenna.
See you later.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.